I'm sorry, wear a mask, I wear glasses, I don't wanna take them off, leave this home. How's everybody doing today? I'm good. Anybody still eating Thanksgiving leftovers, or something? Get a post, is it okay? Talk a little bit about the wall. Anybody who's up here, what was your favorite Thanksgiving dish this year? Like I said, I'm not trying to get anybody who's up here, right, but what Thanksgiving dish this year? Say again?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Say again.
Pie.
Pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, okay. Any more to do though?
I can't eat dairy, so I try to cook for you.
It doesn't like you, I get that, I'm just kidding. I told the same about the pizza, all the way stuff, like macaroni, and I love it, but this is not, I promise. Anybody else, what's the other, let's say this, ready guys? I'm a standing man, I'm wearing a hat that way. Call me anything you like for dinner, all right? Just happy to be here with you all today. I'm speaker of the hour. I'm also a kid, so I'm not that best speaker. Oh, God, he's using it. So my ass that, I minimize that got me maximum. One has his buns there. I look at him. He's more speeding you today. And, I had you pregnant before, so. But here today, I'm not even on the bill, and it's one more gathering of Jesus to thank you on Moses. So I thank you for being in our presence. I thank you for having a way in our lives. And God, I'm asking that you change our perspective. See things that our movies are related to that we see this world through, it will allow us to not only hear your voice, which makes more sense, but also to see your visible voice that we are walking according to your word. You said it's by faith, and not by sight. Jesus, you know what I mean, right? So, I'm actually going to be reading out of the book of Acts today. Can anyone hear me? I'm going to be reading out of the book of Acts today. It's going to be Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 9. And I think all of us have come here reading about a little bit about Paul, right? But in this part, we're reading, they call it Saul. See, something happened when his name changed. But we're going to kind of talk about the essence of that. Oh my gosh, it's right up there. That's beautiful. I don't have to look down. And I have glasses or it's right up there. So I'm reading this to you, and I just want you to understand that the person we read here, like something changes about him. So for now, he has his name changed. But it's said that this God, Paul, can hold the Bible to any other person. But let's hear a little bit about his origin story. And it says this, well, Saul, and forgive me, because it is picking up in a biblical story, so that's why you see the word but in the beginning. It said that, well, Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. And he asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found anyone belonging to the way, understand that before we used the term Christianity or Christian or followers, that was the term that was used in the beginning of the way. So that's why it says that. But it says belonging to the way, man or woman, he might bring them bound by Jerusalem. He was trying to go to this other place, Damascus, and bring them back to the place and being able to arrest them. And there we go, thank you. It says, now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and it says, suddenly, a light from heaven shone down. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice say to him, so, why are you persecuting me? And he said, and I turned to the Lord, and he said, a little bit later, because how do you know it was Lord? It wasn't Lord in the same context of using the word, sir. This Lord with a capital L, so he knew who he speaking to was his superior. And he says, who are you, Lord? And he says, I am Jesus, who are persecuting you. Arise and enter the city. You told what to do. And it says, the men who were traveling with him stood speechless. Hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were open, he saw nothing. They went in by hand and brought him to Damascus. He was without sight, and neither he ate nor drank. So what I want to talk about today is I think too often in our lives that we ask God to change a situation, but the situation doesn't need changing, it's just the perspective. Let's get into this a little bit, right? So everybody knows we just passed the Thanksgiving, right? So I'm just gonna be transparent. My wife isn't here. I don't really do the shopping. I don't cook like that. If you want me to cook, it's over. I like burn the water. I'm just bad at cooking. So my wife, she goes to Trader Joe's. You wanna go to Trader Joe's again? Trader Joe's. Okay. We usually go to Trader Joe's. This year I was like, you know what, I'm gonna help my wife a little bit more. Not only am I not gonna help burn the food, help burn it, I'm gonna help her shop. And one of the places, like I said, we go to the Trader Joe's. But for me, I watch TV, so commercials. So we go to Trader Joe's, but I saw the Piggly Wiggly commercial. And Piggly Wiggly shop the pig. I'm like, well, I guess that's what we're going for Thanksgiving. But then right after that, I'm missing this one. And I don't know, I just said Walmart is cutting back on prices. And you see all these different places, and I don't know where to go, but my perspective changed based on what I saw. Maybe has your perspective ever changed based on what you saw or what you heard before? Even if you just family, you love a family member, then you hear something about it. Or a teacher or a colleague, you hear something different about them that you didn't expect. And how you see them, it completely changes. And my perspective changed, and me telling my wife, hey, let's go to pick. Going on Facebook and seeing something about Sunday, so my perspective changed. I think that, first of all, I got on her first because she wanted to cook it. But in reality, I think that's how, I think that relates to our situation with God, our relationship with God. So often, what we believe and don't believe about God, it changes based on who we listen to. Stay with me? You can hear someone say something about God. And how you look at the Most High, it completely changes. You still with me this morning? See, perspective is so powerful because perspective is another term called hermeneutics. It means lens. It's how you see things. So if I take my glasses off, everything gets blurry. When I put them on, I see things a little bit clearer. And I think when it comes to our perspective, when it's not Christ, when it's not Christ-focused, when it's not Christ-driven, we start to focus on things that have our eyes on. Perspective is so powerful. And I think I'm going to say this again. This is just a recurring theme for today. So many times, we want God to change a situation. We need to change its perspective. And I just want to say this. As Christians, I just want to be clear. As Christians, I do believe that our hope is beyond Christ. I think that, I promise, this is not political, but I think we're coming out of a We're in a highly political climate, and based on the commercial, based on what we see, perception changes. I think conversations that are had, it changes perspectives, and I think just even our colleagues, what we see on the news, I think that if you told us 9 months ago, let's say a year ago, we will all be wearing masks, it would be insane, right? But that was said, that is not insane. You see on the news, it changes our perspective. And what I'm saying is that sometimes, and I mean, really listen, you gotta be careful what you watch. You gotta be careful what you listen to. And I'm not harping on TV, I'm just speaking. Like sometimes, the old term, my brother used to use the eyes or the windows to or something. Have you seen that part of the term before? I think when you see certain things, you can't unsee them, you know? Or you hear certain things, can't unhear one. I learned in marriage counsel before this, but very often, be careful what you tell your wife because sometimes what you say to her, it can change her whole perspective of herself. And what she says to me can change my whole perspective of myself. And I think it's going at this point, we want situations to change because they're not in our favor. But the reality is, sometimes it's just about perception. And when I read that verse, we all hear about this guy from Saul. We all heard his story before, right? We've all heard about Saul before, right? See, it speaks about him when we read. It speaks about him going to the mountains, going to another city. And his aim was not to just go work for the council, work for, but it was to literally get legislation, get your ships, and get the laws behind so that he can bring the way back to where he was from, Jerusalem. Persecuted, but understand this word persecution. It's used in multi facets. It's not just the physical persecution. Now, you understand that you can be persecuted in so many different ways. Some people can block you out from resources, they're persecuting you in different ways. They can block you out from your community, they can block you out from different things. And what's going on is Paul wants to take these people back and persecute because what he believes is right. What the people of the way are doing is two different things. So Paul is going to the city, Saul is going to the city, he's going to persecute them. He was known throughout not just his time here, but even other historical books, Saul was known for persecuting Christians. And as he's on his way there, he's not off his horse, the light shines, and we know the story from there. But something happens in those 3 days. When he goes blind, when people are holding his hand, walk him through the city, and when his eyes come back up, when he gets the sight back, something happens. And I think that it wasn't like the world didn't change around the wall. The world didn't change. The world's the exact same. Like when he closed his eyes, I checked his eyes. When he went blind, when he opened his eyes, he was in the same space. He was in the same library. He was in the same everything, location, geographically. But what changed was his what? He's seen things differently, and sometimes God will take something away to give it back so you can see it differently. Sometimes it's parts in our lives where we have to go through something to see it differently. Experience is the best teacher. And of course, there were people on the way trying to speak to Paul, of course, they were. Insight and giving him a whole new perspective. I think in our lives, we said it's being we want God to change everything around us. This is my own. I don't think the world is going to change anytime soon. I think it's going to be God, our perspective. God changes our perspective. You see a cup or even a bottle, the perspective is that it's had. What if God says that? It's so much into perspective. We want God to change everything around us. But we won't sometimes give him our perspective. God, you can have my finances. God, you can have my children. God, you can have my job. But this world, I'm not going to change that because this is what I believe. This is what how I see it. And I promise you, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so your mind changes, your perspective changes. I want to spend some time talking. Can we talk a little bit? We're all socially distant. Is that okay? What's a topic that your perspective or God changed your perspective on? I'll go first, okay? I used to think that, I used to have my dick in high school, I wasn't going to fake me the rest of my life. I'm going to be cutting and sawing. It affected my perspective has changed about that. Anybody else, a little area where your perspective has changed about something?
Gosh,
yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I believe that Santa Claus for about 7 years and then my mom dropped the ball. I'm buying these gifts, boy. Ain't nobody buying. Ain't no Santa Claus over here. But as a Christian, you're right, though. The concept of Santa Claus is cool, but this is Christ. And understanding that we have gifts, the presence, and all the metaphors behind it, it changes your perspective. So not only do you live out that holiday differently, but as you say, you live out your life a little bit differently. Anyone else, a perspective that changes? Something that you had you've grown, or even God has shown you something a little bit different than anybody else. Well, I'll keep going there, all right? I think it's so easy to be distracted in this time. It's so easy with social media, it's so easy with just what's going on in the world. Friend groups, but I think we get sidetracked, you know, when we don't focus on Christ. We don't focus on the gifts of the Spirit. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Those are the things that we should be striving for. And I've never personally been in a car since. One of the main reasons that they happen sometimes is because someone isn't doing what they should be sometimes. And I think that's you think about that even from our prayer past perspective. You're not focused on Christ. You're focused on your past. It's like looking in the rearview mirror where you're driving forward. And our perspective, how we see things that has to be following who Christ is. So what I mean by that is like love, is peace, is joy, is these fruits of the Spirit. These are the things that our vision should be focused on. And I think it's one of our visions not focused on those things. It's a problem. The Bible speaks about being quick to listen, slow to anger. I think everyone in here has a point where it's our line and say we can snap. The only thing that stops us from crossing that line is keeping our eyes on not only what Christ has done in our life, but who Christ is. Understand your perspective, how you see things change not only the way you see it, but it will change the movement in your life. And I'm just saying the same thing over and over because I really want you to get that. Sometimes God doesn't have to change the situation in your mind. I think that money does not solve money problems. Listen, if money solved money problems, then everybody would be in a better place. It's the fact that your perspective, how do you manage it? Perspective is so huge, and I think we live in a day and age where Christ's perspective is less and less sought out. If other folks want to do that, that's on them. As Christians, as believers, be on Christ. Even in our anger, even in our situation where it's frustrating, it's not always really ruled by the frustration. We have to be asked, what will Christ do in this situation? How does God gain glory in these situations? How can I perform this situation, transitioning to that Christ gets the glory? And think about this, I'm saying the same thing over and over, so it runs deep in us. We have to be focused on Christ. We have to. Time right now that we do, and I think that where you come from, that's your perspective, but I think we're in a relationship, but I think that Christ has, it's like water, he fits in every crack of our lives, and I think we should give him of our lives to him, and I don't know what that looks like for you. Maybe you've given God the anger, I don't know, maybe you haven't given God the patience, maybe you've given God the marriage, but you haven't given God the relationship with the kids, or hey, you students, maybe you have to give your God your life, but it's hard to bring Christ into relationships with your friends. I've been there before, I get that. I know I look super old with all these gray hairs. I mean, I got the same amount of gray hairs. I just want to leave by saying this. Before you move, just take a breath. Breathe. Where's Christ's name? Come on, hold this on. In this situation, and if not, understand that if it goes bad, it's the place that you can go to. That's the home of Christ. I'm asking that you pray for me. I'm so humbled to be here once again. I'm glad that not only that you're in this moment, but that you're in the future. But or just on perspective. Situations change, when you change our perspective, we change what we're doing. I'm asking that our minds be moved and moved on. Allow us to be a part of that. Jesus, pray. Amen. Thank you so much for your time.